Now I'm going to ask each one, if you will, especially the little ones, be just as, keep your seat just as quietly as you can, because this is the service of the Lord. All right, would you give us a little card, if you would? Now, Christian, I'm sure you'll understand. I'm your brother. And in these meetings, you're laboring against everything. Here you are standing on the platform in a bank of spirit. When you break into a channel of spirit or a vision, everybody's brain, some doubt, some this way and some that way. You just don't realize Jesus one day hit a crowd like that, and he just took a man by his hand and led him outside the city. Spit on the ground, made mud, and put it on his eyes, and told him to go wash, and the next day he comes seeing, see? Went into a place where he's all screaming on account of the little girl had just died, laughing at him, because he said she wasn't dead. And he put them everyone out of the house, when he see. You've got to have unity, harmony, everything in one accord. Then the Holy Spirit, you never have to have but one prayer. Here at the platform, everything would take place. Yes, that would end it. I trust that you believe I tell the truth. God knows I tell the truth. I've seen meetings where there'd be piles several deep with wheelchairs and cots and stretchers. And just stand at the platform. In Africa, making one prayer, one afternoon, one prayer, 25,000 people were healed. One prayer. When they see something happen on the platform, that settled it. He said, if God is up there, God's out here. Well, they couldn't even haul the crutches and cots and stretchers and devices that they had away and off. They had trucks out there, pull them off the ground where they just left them and things like that, didn't they? The piles. 25,000 healings, one prayer. Now, as they're getting the people lined up to come, I want each one of you to be real prayerful. I want you to believe with all your heart now. Believe that God is going to make you well. God will do it. I hope we have this faith all the time. I've seen a lady heal just then. That's right, out in the audience. May the Lord Jesus bless us now. And I want you to be just reverent, as I say, just as reverent, and believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to make well all those who are needy. Just what he could do. Now, at the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, the Almighty who is present, that angel that you see on that picture isn't standing 2 feet from where I am right now. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. Be reverent. Now I'm going to talk to the woman just a moment. The honor of the stranger here in the gate. If Jesus was here, what would he say to the woman? Would he say, I'll heal you? He couldn't, for he's already done it. But he talked to a woman at the well one time about a subject, and he caught what was wrong with her and told her. And he could only do what the Father would show him. Is that right? That's what the Scripture says. Now, if he was here today, he said, he's not dead, he's a living. And he is here. But he's in a spirit form. And this is him you see in the picture there. It's he, the Lord, the Logos, the angel of the covenant. And he's standing present. Now, I will speak to our sister just a moment. I believe you're strangers to me, are you, lady? We're perfect strangers. Don't know one another. I just want your attention, not that I, for no other purpose, but just like our master called the woman at the well and said, bring me a drink. She said, the well's deep. You have nothing to draw with. He said, but if you knew who you were speaking to, you'd ask me for a drink, and I'd bring you water you didn't come here to draw. You're acquainted with the story, I suppose. Wonder why he was doing that. Now, to my honest opinion, after being acquainted with the Spirit, he was contacting her spirit, her soul, find out what was wrong. Now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, now I can speak to you, and if that pillar of fire is sheer, thus being strangers and know one another not, and I know nothing about you, you know that. Well then, if the Holy Spirit will come and tell me what your trouble is, or something in that manner, like Philip, when Philip comes to him, he said, went and got Nathaniel, and he said, could anything good come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. And he said, when he saw Philip coming, he said, there's an Israelite in whom there's no guile. He said, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. That settled it, didn't it? Just when he said that, that was enough. That would be enough for you tonight, would it? To make you believe. Well, I trust that he will. And just the same thing, a man talking to a woman, like it was at the well. That's the way it starts again tonight. A man talking to a woman. And the woman was a believer. She said, our father Jacob dug this well and so forth. His cattle drank from it. You're a believer. And I'm your brother. And now, God Almighty will have to reveal, if he will, your trouble. It's not exactly a trouble. You do have trouble with your eyes. You had that for some time. That's astigmatism, of course. But you're trying to represent somebody from another country. It's in a country where there's a, it's a great rolling country, a lot of lakes in it. It's Minnesota. Is that right? And it's, they've got a real rare disease. And I see the doctor, a tall, thin man, waiting on her. Is that true? And she has something like the blood ain't going through the arteries or something. I see him with something in his ears, touching it like that, shaking his head. Isn't that true? Is those things true? Now, that wasn't me talking. That was someone else. Is it the truth? That if he knows what is wrong, he knows what, if he knows what has been, he knows what will be. Is that right? I believe it was for a friend. Was that right? Give me your handkerchief and come here. Dear Heavenly Father, for one who is lame, which is dear, I pray that you will heal with your mighty power. May the Holy Spirit of God go forward now, and may the person be healed and this woman healed. For the glory of God, in Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. How many believe with all your heart? Now, everyone in here ought to say right now, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is present. He rose from the dead. He's not dead. He's living. And he's living here tonight in you. See? It's only a vindication of his presence. He just does this to stimulate your faith. He preaches the word. Then he comes and makes manifest the word. He's declaring miracle. Whatever the person was and whoever they was, I know not. Frankly, right now, I couldn't tell you what the person was wrong or ever who's passed through. That's absolutely the Spirit of God and the supernatural. Now, of course, anyone can see the man's got a trumpet in his ear. Let's bow our heads a moment. till we get, and don't raise your head till I ask you. O kind Lord, who brought Jesus from the grave, as David said, the Lord said unto my Lord, set thou on my right hand till all the enemies be made the footstool. I pray thee, Father, to be merciful to this man. Standing here with this big trumpet sticking in his ear, Satan did this evil so that he could run him before a vehicle somewhere and kill him, send him to a premature grave, that enemy. He's a horrible fellow. But thou art the glorious Son of God who stripped him from all of his powers at Calvary. And Lord, I pray that you'll give us that which you promised to this very night. That you said, whatever you ask in my name, that I'll do. And I ask that this evil, death spirit that's binding the man, come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. May it leave him. How long can you do that? Do you believe that the Lord sees you? Alright, you can raise your head. Alright? You can hear this sounding. So you believe with all your heart.
Sure, I believe with all my heart.
And you know he loves you, don't you?
Yes, he comes very plain.
Yes. You hear me? Now, of course, you got eye trouble. It's bothering you too. Is that right?
Yes.
It's your eyes. And you also have a blood clot in your leg. Is that right?
Right.
It's gone from you. Yes, sir. Been there a long time, but it's leaving you now. And another thing, you're fixing to take a trip, an airplane trip. Yes, sir. Your father-in-law just died, and your father-in-law lives in Idaho.
That's right.
That's where you come from. And he just died, and you're going in the morning. You got the message today to go on your road rejoicing and be happy. And the Lord, yes, sir, and the Lord God bless you. Just have faith in God. Believe with all your heart, and you shall have what you ask for. You believe that arthritis would leave you? You got high blood pressure too, don't you? Yes, high blood pressure and you got asthma, asthmatic condition. Is that right? All right, raise up your hand and say, I accept it. God bless you. May the Lord Jesus make you well. Amen. Have faith. You don't need your prayer card now. Have faith in God. Got a hernia, have you, mister? You want to get over that? You believe that God will heal you of that hernia? You do? God bless you. May you receive it. What do you think, ladies, sitting there? You believe with all your heart? You do? You want to be made well? Yes, sir, the gallbladder trouble and things, is that right? Well, you're healed. God bless you and go home and be made well. I have faith out in the audience here, see? Just the anointing of the Holy Ghost is everywhere now, see? You just have faith and believe. That's all you need. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. God will bring it to pass. All right, bring the patient. Trying hard, brother. Just keep believing. Come, lady. We strangers, these other sister, I never seen you in my life. Now to heal you, I could, if you're sick. But your life could not be hid from me now. Because it's not me. It's the kindness of our Heavenly Father by a divine gift. I see a sign marked up that says 9 a.m. It's an operation. That either comes Sunday or Monday one. It's for tumor, is that right? Oh God, who made mercy, grant mercy on the earth, who was successful and has to be well. God bless you. Have peace in God. You're trying to have faith. The lady sitting next to me can be healed by high blood pressure if she wants to be. You want to be healed with your high blood? You believe he heals you? Raise up your hand and say, I accept it. God bless you. Then go home and admit, drop in the name of Jesus Christ, and may you be made well. All three of you need your healing. Believe with all your heart and you can go receive it. God bless you. How do you do? I suppose we're strangers. God Almighty, who created the heavens and earth, who in His presence I stand in now, knows that your life could not be hid as far as His will would be. He could reveal it. And now, oh my, I just wish that I could get, wish I could explain what I mean now. Don't doubt. Your prayer is answered, lady. Saying there's a red coat that's got that high blood pressure. That God bless you. God be with you. You go home and may the Lord God bless you. Got a liver trouble, haven't you, sitting right there? You want God to heal you? You believe He will? All right, accept it. There's an accident. I see a car running through here. It's an accident. Somebody's in an accident. No, they hurt their hip. Raise up. Accept your healing. God bless you. Be made well. Come. You believe with all your heart? All right. You're here for the little girl. And the little girl has, she's anemia. And she has leukemia. The doctors just give her up. You have asthma yourself. You're our nurse. You was in the sick in the hospital. You were healed. And you're backslid. God bless you. Give your heart to God and the baby will get well. Won't let you go and God be with you. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. How many believe? Be a wonderful time. You want to build that arm around his leg? Go believe in God with all your heart and receive it. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, come, lady. Let's... God bless you, lady. Realizing your stomach trouble has turned to cancer. So do you believe now with all your heart He'll heal you? In the name of Jesus, go and be made well. In Jesus Christ's name. All you have to do is to believe. Come, lady. You believe? Will you obey me as God's prophet? You believe it. It's off your feet and arms are out of believe you. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe? Come. You believe me as God's prophet? Catch your breath, really. You're not coughing now. The asthma has left you. Go in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. All right. You see, while you're sitting there, lady, just keep moving, thanking God. Bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Believe with all your heart, you shall see the glory. Go shouting and praising God. I believe every person in here can be healed at this time. The whole building's becoming milky. I can't even see what I'm looking at, hardly. You believe, lady? You believe, yeah, all of you? Every one of you that believes that Jesus Christ then tear the building down, stand up to your feet, and accept him as your healer, and you shall be made well. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ's name, I cast away every evil spirit. Free the sick and the afflicted and make them well. As far as I know, there's not a person in the prayer line that I know or have ever seen in my life. I don't know of any out there that I know anything of. How many in here that's sick tonight hasn't got a prayer card, and yet you want God to heal you? Raise your hand. But just everywhere. Now, the thing I ask you to do is believe this. Believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did then, the things that he did then, he promised that them would follow his church until he returned again. And believe that I am here tonight as his servant, not worthy, unmerited grace, while I'm here tonight. But by sovereign grace and election of God, God has sent me as a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then believe him. And if a word that I would say, if I told the truth, God will testify of the truth. That's right. Now I must talk to the woman, because his spirit all around. And I'm conscious now that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is near where I'm standing. The angel of God that you see in the picture here is just real close to where I am right now. And now, if Jesus of Nazareth is standing here with these clothes on, could he heal anybody? No. The only thing that he could do was say, I healed you when I died for you. I did everything that I could right there. But now, to this woman, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he to this woman here, he had talked to her, like he did the woman at the well. Why do you think Jesus talked to the woman at the well for? To contact her spirit. He said, bring me a drink. She said, well, it's not customary for Jews to ask Samaritans. But he said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'd give you water if you didn't come here to draw. And she said, while the well was deep and the conversation went on, from Jesus found where her trouble was. He said, go get your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, Ryan, you got five. She runs and said, come see a man that told me everything I've done. She said, I perceive that you're a prophet. She said, Messiah is coming, and he'll know those things. He'll be able to tell us those things. I know you're a prophet, but when Messiah comes, he'll tell us all things. He said, I am he that speaks with you. Now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his anointing is with his church, unworthy, yet to fulfill his word, then talking to you would be contacting your spirit. Is that right? Then you know, sister, if I could do anything for you to help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. But the only thing that I could do would be to help you in some way, like preach the gospel. That's why God set some to preach the gospel, some to teach the gospel, some to play music, some to be deacons, some to speak with tongues, and some to interpret tongues, and some to pray for the sick, and some prophets. Is that right? All those are setting the church for what? To edify the church, to bring the church together. Now, we're living in the closing of this world's history. The time is at hand. The Gentile dispensation is winding up. Just like he did with the Jews, he's showing a great measure of grace to them, making his last call. So the unbelievers will blaspheme the Holy Ghost and be worthy of the condemnation they're fixing to receive. But how blessed those will be that will stand out and outshine the stars, that will believe on him in his great works of this day. Now, I'm not standing here to read your mind, sister. I'm only standing here to see what he'll tell me. If he will tell me, we're strangers, aren't we? I guess this is our first time ever seeing each other in all the world. I don't know nothing about you, and you know nothing about me. But now,
if Jesus is raised from the dead, then if he was standing here, which he is, well, he would know what was wrong with you and what you've done and what you should do. And anything like you said to Nathaniel, I saw you when you were under the tree. He believed it. Now, if God would come here to me and us perfect strangers and say something like that through me, the same Jesus, say something like that through me to you, you'd have to believe him, wouldn't you? You'd have to believe him. Or may he grant. The first thing, you're suffering with an arthritis. Isn't that right? I see you trying to get up when it's worst of ever of a morning. You have to turn somewhere easy to get out the side of the bed. I see you moving out. And your prayer, you try to pray to him. Simply, God bless your heart. That's the truth, isn't it? Now, that wasn't me. That was him. Now, I could do no more about it. I never seen the woman, yet in a vision. The best I remember of what happened, seeing in a vision, that she was in a room, and she was trying to get out of the bed sideways. And there's something wrong with her, it was stiffened in her body. Now that's true. Now that's just what our master said to the woman. He found her trouble. Now, she's to believe, is that right? Now if I talk to her more, just stand and talk to her a little while, and he might say other things. But to stay with all the prayer line or something like that, well then it just weakens you more and more. Now it's just anointing, it just begins to move you right now. I'll just talk to her now. Look here just a minute, lady. I want to talk to you again just a moment. For God's glory. And see. I believe it was something stiffening in your body was wrong. See, you're a believer, and you are healed of that. But it's something you've had. No, you have been. You've been seriously ill. I see doctors around you for some reason. It's a gland trouble, a serious. And I see them walk away shaking their heads. And they give you a year to live. Is that right? But see, that's been longer ago. You wasn't quite as great as you are now. And it was roughly about 2 years ago. Is that right? Is that true? You're not from this city, but you're from near here. It's a place where it's got something like Avondale. Is that right? Return to Avondale and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. You'll see the glory of God. As Jesus said, did not I tell you only believe? How do you do? Now, this would be a perfect example of the receipt of St. John the 4th chapter. When Jesus came to a Samaritan woman, it was a racial affair as they have now. The Samaritans and the Jews, they had kind of a little racial affair like white and colored. But Jesus let her know quickly that God was with those who worshiped him in spirit and truth. The middle wall was being tore down. That's what it is today. And the same Jesus that saves me saves you. The same heaven is open for all tribes of the earth. That's right. There's no middle wall of petition. And we stand this night as it was then. And you stand, and I stand this service to represent him to you. In a way of increasing your faith for your healing. And I trust that God will do something that will increase your faith so that you'll get healed and be made well. But I see now, a boy and a girl. It's a brother and a sister. And there's something happened to them. They're away from you. It's in an institution. It's a mental condition. And they're in another country, California. Is that right? Come here. Oh God, who created the heavens and earth, let it be known tonight that thou art God. I pray that you will deliver those people from the powers of Satan. Now stand with you, pray. In Jesus Christ's name, may it be done. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe with all your heart, and you shall have what you have. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart, and God will grant it. Was that your friend that helped your pocketbook? What do you think about that, lady? You think that's wonderful? You do? You believe me to be God's prophet? You're suffering too, aren't you? If I can tell you what's wrong with you by the power of God, will you accept God's Son as your healer? You have gallbladder trouble, is that right? That's right, raise up your hand. Then stand up on your feet and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, raised from the dead. You say you read that woman's mind. Well, then Jesus perceived her thoughts. He did the same thing then, didn't he? Amen. Have faith in God. Believe God. Is this a patient for me? Come here, sir. Suppose we're strangers to each other. We do not know one another. But you're a believer. I'm telling you, as soon as you come here, your faith is welcoming to me. I know you're a Christian. If you're a Christian and my brother, I'm your brother with the same merit of grace, Jesus Christ. If I could heal you, I would do it. I cannot, because that only lays in Jesus Christ. But as God's servant, with the divine gift that was ordained of God, when the world first started, God ordained that I should come and catch this gospel in this last day. Believe this?
Yes.
God bless you. You're from away from home, too.
Yes.
You're from California.
Yes.
Long Beach.
Yes.
You have something wrong with your lungs.
Yes.
And your liver.
Yes.
Ain't you got a handkerchief you want to give me from some woman?
Yes.
She got heart trouble, hasn't you?
Yes.
Aren't you a minister of the gospel?
I am, sir.
Take that to her in the name of Jesus Christ and be made well. God bless you. Faith in God. Just believing He's here. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sister, you're just waving your hand. Because you have been reverent to God, your arthritis has left you. Stand up on your feet. Stomp your feet up and down. It's all gone. The stiffness is gone from your legs. You're healed. God bless you. Let us say praise God and give Him praise. We thank the Heavenly Father for the magnificent works of the Holy Ghost, which is now present to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we could do or think. Blessed be His name. Amen. Oh, He is so wonderful. Just have faith. What'd you jump up for just a minute, a while ago, mister? You know you were healed, didn't you? Isn't that right? Yes, sir. That's right. You had a stomach trouble and a heart trouble, too. Isn't that right? That's right. Raise up your hand. He healed you, Dan. God bless you. You were healed. I just want to confirm it to you. Now you can go home and be well. God be with you. Is this the patient's phone? Brother Moore, excuse me, huh? All right. Come, lady. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Servant? Or whatever you want to call it. I'm just a servant, and nothing I am. It's just him now. He's him. And you're conscious that you're in the presence of something. You know it's not a man. If I could heal you, I would do it. But I have no way of doing it. But our Lord Jesus Christ has a way of doing it. Now look on me just a moment. And like Peter said as he passed through the beautiful gates to the triple man, look on us. Or Elijah said to Jehoshaphat, if it wasn't for the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look towards you, the king of Judah, Israel. You've had trouble. You've had an operation. And that was something in the back, like a kidney. And it wasn't successful. They tied that kidney to something. It was altogether a mistake. And the doctor that performed that is in an institution, mentally upset and gone. Come here. Great Jehovah God, have mercy. I pray that you'll heal this woman and heal the doctor. He didn't aim to do it, Lord. I pray for them both, that through one trying to help the other, now, Lord, help them both. The Satan you hid from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she go and be made well. God bless you. Have faith. Just pray. Just believe. You can see the glory of God. You put up your hand there, sir. Leaning up like that, you won't deal with that high blood pressure. You believe that God's going to make you well? You believe that God heals you? Just praying then, wasn't you? Just praying for me to speak something to you. He heard you. You're healed now. You can go home. Be made well. The little lady there was praying also next there. Yes, the one who there with lung trouble. He healed you too. So you can go home. Be made well also. God bless you. Come, bring the man. How do you do, sir? I suppose that we are strangers, sir. I have never seen you in my life, know nothing of you. We're just two men that's met here in this world, standing here before this audience of people. And our the God of heaven knows both of us. He's fed us all the days of our life. If Jesus Christ, his Son, has risen from the dead and been made manifest in his church to perform the things that he did in the days gone by, then if I am testifying truth, then he knows all about you. Is that right? I see the man going away from me. You've had a paralysis in your faith since the child you've had that. Little boy, dark hair, paralyzed in the face. You're suffering now with an ulcerated stomach. That's caused from smoking cigarettes. You smoke cigarettes. You shouldn't do it. Say, by the way, I see you with a rosary. You've been a Catholic and just recently converted. Is that right? And you're concerned about your father and mother. They're Catholic, yes. They're not here, are they? Your mother has their heart veins in her legs, and your father has heart trouble. Is that right? Go take the gospel to them in the name of Jesus Christ. And may they be saved. Sitting there, do you? You want to get up, stand up on your feet. All right, lady, you sitting there, sure, you got stomach trouble. You want to get over the stomach trouble? Stand up on your feet.
The rest of you want to be healed, stand up on your feet. I challenge every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet. Oh, God. You make heaven and earth. Pour your blessings upon this audience so I can see them ever healing and spell on the people. Come out of them in the name of Jesus.
Now, who you see on this picture? At the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, you'll see this to be true. He's not standing in 3 feet from where I am right now. I wish you could feel or know once the sense, that sixth sense, when you're breaking from one into another, from one dimension, one category into another. Know the feeling of the assurance of His resurrection and His power, everything becomes little to you then. His glorious, wonderful, magnificent, lovely Lord Jesus Christ, praise be unto Him now and forever. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the morning star, the fairest of 10,000, He is the one. All other religions are bogus. All other religions are false. Only Jesus Christ has the right. And He is the Son of the living God. How do you do? Well, now, if you step that up, I don't. Someone said the other night I wasn't talking very loud when the anointing come. I don't know. I suppose, sisters, you and I are strangers to each other, are we? We don't know each other. As far as I know, I've never seen in all my life. So therefore, we're just a man and woman that's met here in this earth journey. And someday, we're going to have to meet again, if never again on earth. We're going to have to stand in His presence, give an account for everything. God have mercy on us. My prayer. When our Lord Jesus was here, manifested in the flesh, He walked about as an ordinary man. He eat, drank, slept, got tired, like other men. But when He came from that in His divinity, He was more than a man. God was in Christ, reconciled the world to Himself. And God gave Christ the Spirit without measure, but He gives us the Spirit by measure. Then I believe that He rose from the dead. And when He stood here on earth, He talked to a woman one time. And He, perhaps, I don't know why He did it, but I had my idea. He came to get water out of the well, and He said, "Bring me a drink." I think He's seen the woman had a need of something, or just felt sorry for her. He thought if He could contact her spirit, He might find where her trouble was. Or maybe God had showed him a vision and she was coming there. I don't know. But anyhow, when He contacted her, He went to talking with her. And after a while, He seen where her trouble was. He said, "Go get your husband." And she said, "I have none." He said, "You have five." She said, "You're a prophet." And she went into the city and said, "Come see a man who told me these things." Now, if He rose from the dead, promised that the things that He did, we would also. Now, that was absolutely a miracle, wasn't it? Perfectly a miracle. Just as great a miracle as He ever did. As even raising the dead. Yet being a stranger to the woman, and yet proved His divine being because He knew what she was. And if she'd been married 5 times, or had 5 husbands, it's just as much miracle when Nathaniel came to him. And he said, "Behold, an Israelite, or a Christian, truthful." He said, "How did you know me?" He said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you." That proved a miracle. Then if He is the same miracle-working Lord Jesus, He could tell me, "What's your trouble?" Go right straight to it. Is that right? Would you believe it? Would the audience believe it? May He grant it.
you've got a heart full of sorrow for somebody else, and that somebody else is unsaved, as a black spot hanging around a boy, it's your own son, and he's got both of his legs broke. Is that the truth? Our Lord Jesus lives, doesn't he? God bless you. Yes, it's somebody else that you're concerned about. It's just someone keeps coming up from a little girl, or it's your sister, and she's got something wrong with her eye. And you got another sister, and she's got something wrong with her. So Jesus Christ is going to make the well in God's name. How many out there wants to be healed? Dad, you got prayer cards now. You haven't got prayer cards. You want to be healed. Just have faith. That's all I ask you to do. Just believe with all your heart. How do you do? Give me some more of your prayer cards. I just, everyone, don't be in any hurry. Just take your time and be just reverent. Just keep Christ on your mind. As imagine him standing right there in the air, looking down this way and directing what the thoughts and what we're saying. We're strangers too, I suppose, are we, ladies? Oh, well, I wouldn't know you no more than this. If you'd seen me 6.5 years ago, I wouldn't know who you were or nothing about you. Just you have to come from God to be all. But you're sick now, and I see you somewhere at a doctor's place or something. Your trouble is something about the stomach, or huge, and the fruits won't go down. I see it coming back. Is that true? Then there's something wrong in the liver. I see it through an x-ray that he's pointing to a kind of sharp doctor with a stick on the side. And you're up for an operation. Well, may God bless you. Come here. Father, thou hast said in thy word, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. What you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. And may this woman, Lord, undergoing an operation, God, may the operating knife of the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, come down and perform this miracle. I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll grant it. Amen. God bless you. Just love the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I'm just so grateful that you're with us tonight. God will be with you and will help you, I'm sure. If you'll just have faith. How do you do, sir? Bless you, sister. You keep believing. I know you're troubled, but just keep having faith. I can't say it until he lets me say it. Tell him to have faith. participation. All right. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has raised from the dead, and He lives in His church tonight, moving with His people. And He loves His people. And He loves everyone, even sinners, He loves. And He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. We're strangers to each other, yet God knows both of us. He's fed us all of our lives and brought us to this spot in life. Only He can help us and do us good. And if I, your brother, and could help you or do anything for you, well, and wouldn't do it, I would be unhuman. Animal would almost help another. But if I could help you, sir, I'd do it. But there's nothing for me to do, only just do as I can only say what I see. Do you understand that, dear? But you got some trouble. It's something about your speech or it's in your tongue. Some way you don't talk plain, sir. I hate to tell you, because it's a strange thing to you. But you're not a hopeless case, but you're a very sick man. And you don't know this, but that's a pressure that's doing that which is a tumor on the brain that you're doing that. And you're not aware of that, but that's the truth. And I see a dark-headed woman standing near you. She's been a nurse or something. Yes, you've got a child that's sick with it. It's a leukemia or something. I see it being examined by, I've been to your, something that you've been healed before. It was me. I see one. I prayed for you. I had on a great side of the suit. And you were healed with a cancer. And the cancer was in the stomach. And I prayed and you received the Holy Ghost. And you're teaching or trying to preach now or something. Is that right? Come here. Merciful Heavenly Father, I pray for the God's grace, mercy and grace to be shown to the man. And I condemn the enemy that's taking his life. May it leave him and come out of him. I assure thee, Satan, by the living God, who we take charge over thee tonight through the name of Jesus Christ, that you depart from this man, and may he go and be made whole. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go rejoicing, happy, thanking and praising the Lord Jesus for his good, kind mercy to you. Just only believe is all you have to do. Just have faith in God. You believe that lady sitting there at the arthritis, that little lady sitting there? You believe that God has made you well? Put your hand over on your little friend there, too. She has tumor on the breast, and God will make her well. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll rebuke those spirits. They thought they were hiding, but they can't hide from you. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus, I assure thee, believer. God bless you. All right, go home now and get well in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Rheumatism's got you crippled up like that, isn't it? Sitting on the end of the seat. The rheumatism, you got stomach trouble too. If you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ makes you well. But you have to believe. It's the only thing I could do. I'll be with you. How to do? just half saved. I suppose we're strangers, are we, Mr.? I never seen you in my life as a Norm. But God knows you, and He knows me. And Jesus, His Son, raised from the dead. You believe that, don't you? Quit praying, Mother. The high blood pressure you've been having will drop down. And say, God bless you. Yes. Just have faith. Now, you sitting in a chair. Don't think your case out is too bad. Just keep believing. Look in this flame, believing with all your heart. You love Him with all your heart? Well, excuse me. I say we're strangers to each other, aren't we? I've been here several weeks in meetings and just... But the love of God knows you. He knows me. He knows everything about us, doesn't he? And He can reveal to me what your trouble is if I have told the truth. Do you believe I have? You're a very sick man. The trouble in the lungs. I see you somewhere in a doctor's office. I see him making a mark across the x-ray picture of his flat, one of them, half of his flat. And then the other one is, he said they had pus, I believe. Is that right? You've been away to a doctor or something. It's a place where there's I see some hardwood rolling. Like that, there's a big lake at the end as he rolls up. There's a great big... It's Rochester, it's Mayo Brothers, is that right? That's right. I see the big clinic as it moves. Come here. Although they have failed, God cannot fail them. A Heavenly Father, grant the blessings of the Holy Ghost upon this poor little frail brother, and may the Spirit of Almighty God make him every whit whole. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask him. Amen. God bless you, brother. Thank the Lord He gave you that lung trouble the same time there, brother. You believe that He makes you well? Thank that God would heal you? If you do and believe it with all your heart, you can be made well. You accept it. Say, praise the Lord. You raise up your hand and say, praise the Lord. That's right. God bless you. It hit him and you the same time, so I knew that's what it was, you see. And He's there. God be with you and help you. How do you do, lady? Now, are you aware of what's wrong? Stomach. Cancer. Right. Mother, you may think you're old, and maybe it's not much good, but Abraham was older than you when God gave him the promise. Come here. You believe with all your heart. If the power of Almighty God is here that knows your life, while the anointing is here, not me, but Him. Not the bulb that's giving the light, it's the current in the bulb. Lay hands and ask, will He do it? Kind Heavenly Father, I rebuke this enemy, and may it leave from her in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. May it come out of her. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go and may the Lord be with you and help you. Had a real funny feeling when she's being prayed for, didn't it? Same thing. Both of them left you the same time. Just go right ahead and rejoice in the hearing of God. Do you believe the Son of God is here to make you whole? With all your heart, you believe it? You have a hard coughing, don't you? Especially when you get up as asthmatic. So just thank God for your healing. Move along just rejoicing. And thank, praise to God. Come, ladies. If Almighty God is here that will know exactly where your trouble is and will point you to it, will you accept it? I'm getting awful when you see this. I don't look just to see what's wrong if I can. All right, you'll accept it, will you? Praise be to God. You believe God heals you that tumor sitting there, lady? Yes, do you? You believe He heals you the stomach trouble? Go eat your supper. God bless you. Come back and lay your hand on that baby for kidney trouble sitting there by you. The little fellow with kidney trouble, lay your hand over on your feet over him. Believe with all your heart. You believe that God's here to heal you? Stand up to your feet now, every one of you. Step out your wheelchair. Everybody wants to get up. Almighty God in Jesus Christ.